Nemoto presents theater for beginners. Antonin Artaud, Theater of Cruelty. Narrated with Microsoft Azure using the Ava voice. Running time, approximately 4 minutes. Antonin Artaud enters the story of theater like a jolt of electricity into a dead nerve. In the 1920s and 30s, this French poet actor raged against civilized theater, insisting that beneath society's polite masks lay repressed instincts clawing to break free. He believed theater's true function was to rid humankind of these repressions and liberate each individual's instinctual energy. For Artaud, Western theater had become far too tame, too much talk and not enough raw feeling. So he imagined a theater of cruelty, not to promote real violence, but to shock the senses and wake the soul. In practice, Artaud's theater of cruelty would assault the audience's sensibilities. He would remove the stage barrier and surround spectators with sound, movement, light. He spoke of using verbal incantations, groans and screams, pulsing lights, giant puppets and props. All of it aimed to hit viewers at a primal level, bypassing logic and speaking directly to what he called the nerves. He wanted theater to feel like a ritual, a visceral exorcism of society's demons. Watching an Artaud production wouldn't be comfortable or safe. It would be like staring into a fire until the heat forces you to react. Artaud's own life was as intense as his ideas. Briefly aligned with the surrealists in Paris, he was too radical and uncontrollable even for them. He founded the Alfred Jerry Theater in 1926 to stage avant-garde works, but it folded within a few years. He traveled to Mexico, seeking shamanic rituals of the Tarahumara people, hoping to find an indigenous ceremony, the kind of transcendence he craved on stage. He struggled with mental illness and addiction, spending years in asylums. In a painful irony, the man who dreamed of liberating others from repression was himself subjected to electroshock treatments. Artaud died in 1948, largely unacknowledged by the public. But his ideas would become dynamite for future generations of theater makers. Though he mounted only one major production illustrating his theories, the failure left Cenci, Artaud's writings ignited the avant-garde. Directors like Jerzy Grotowski, Peter Brook, Jean-Louis Barault, and the Living Theater later took up Artaud's challenge, pushing theater beyond tidy realism. Playwrights of Rebellion, Jennett, Ionesco, Adamov, found inspiration in his vision. Artaud had essentially asked, what if theater could be as immediate as a scream? Why should a play be a polite literary exercise when it could be a primitive ceremonial experience, a collective catharsis to shock the spectator into seeing the baseness of his world? Artaud called for no more masterpieces, no more dusty classics to lull audiences into complacency. He wanted a theater that burns away lies and forces us to confront ourselves. The cruelty he spoke of was not sadism, but the ruthless exposure of truth. It's the cruelty of a mirror that shows us what we've become. At the end of an Artaud performance, you might feel overwhelmed or disturbed, but you would not feel unchanged. Artaud's legacy leaves us with a pointed question. If our world has trained us to be comfortable, passive spectators, will we dare to attend a theater that shatters our comfort? He challenges us to consider whether true awakening requires a bit of cruelty. Are we willing to have our civilized skin peeled back, if that's what it takes to reclaim the passionate, unbridled life underneath?